The first of the myriad songs of American history was the Indian song. Sometimes muted, sometimes drowned out, today it is being heard again. The Pinta leads the procession, and her crew is singing the Te Deum. The crews of the Santa Maria and the Nina now join in the solemn chant, and many of the rough sailors must brush tears from their eyes. Christopher Columbus wrote these words in his journal of October 12, 1492, as his three Spanish ships landed in the Americas. More than a century later, English settlers landed at Plymouth. One of the cherished books aboard the Mayflower was the Ainsworth Psalter, a book of Psalms. The first book printed in North America was the Bay Psalm Book, published in the Massachusetts Bay Colony in 1640. The colonists also sang about what was happening in the colonies and in the home country. Broadsides carried current stories set to the tunes of well-known ballads.
Oh, my name was William Kidd, as I sailed, as I sailed. My name was William Kidd, as I sailed. My name was William Kidd, God's laws I did forbid, and most wickedly I did, as I sailed, as I sailed.
Captain Kidd was a privateer from New York, paid to attack pirates preying on British colonial shipping. But when he began attacking French traders, official and popular sentiment turned against him. In the 1750s, the British and their colonies were at war with the French and their Indian allies over possession of Canada. A British army surgeon satirized the war to the tune of an old Dutch folk song.
Yankees, you would have a song, a deuced nation, find one, then in a chorus all along, I guess you'd like to join one, the Yankees, and all pass around the chorus handy, for some can sing and some can bawl, Yankee Doodle Dandy.
He didn't know that his song would soon become a revolutionary battle cry. Colonists at the time were already singing of their discontent.
What a court hath old England of folly and sin, spite of Chatham and Camden, Borough, Burke, Wilkes and Glen. Not content with the Game Act, they taxed fish and sea, and America drenched with hot water and tea. Derry down, 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 Derry down.
In 1773, colonists dumped tea in Boston Harbor. And 2 years later, discontent became full-scale rebellion. Hymn writer William Billings penned a marching song, sung from Maine to Georgia. Popular ballads like The Rifleman of Bennington told of revolutionary victories.
Why come you hither, red coats your mind? What madness fills in our valleys? There's danger and there's danger on our hills. There you'll meet our mountain boys with their leader, Johnny Stark. Lads who make but little noise, but who always hit the mark. Oh, the rifle, for the rifle in our hands will prove no trifle.
The surrender of Cornwallis at Yorktown was accompanied by music. Colonial fife and drummers trilled Yankee Doodle. The British appropriately played a popular folk tune, The World Turned Upside Down. Freedom from British rule did not mean freedom for all the inhabitants of the new country. We don't know what songs of anger, misery, or rebellion Africans may have sung in the holds of slave ships. But a powerful old ballad tells the story of an Irish seaman aboard the Baltimore slaver Flying Cloud.
Soon we reached Bermuda's Isle, where I met with Captain Moore. The commander of the Flying Cloud from out of Baltimore. He asked me if I'd ship with him a slaven voyage to go to the burning shores of Africa, where the sugar cane does grow. 'Twas after some weeks of sailing we arrived off Africa's shore. 500 of them are poor slaves, me boys, from their native land we bore. We marched them up on a plank and we stowed them down below. Our scarce 18 inches to a man was all they had to go. The plague and the fever, it came on board, it swept half of them away. We dragged their bodies up on deck and we hove them in the sea. It were better for the rest of them if they had died below than to work neath the cruel planters in Cuba forevermore.
Other Americans also suffered as the new nation expanded. The opening of the frontier often meant the massacre of the Indian inhabitants. Daniel Boone blazed the Wilderness Road through the Cumberland Gap in 1775, the first crossing through the Allegheny Mountains, and was commemorated as an Indian fighter.
Lay down, boys, take a little nap, all raise hell in the Cumberland Gap, Cumberland Gap, Cumberland Gap, away down yonder in the Cumberland Gap. Old Daniel Boone on the Pinnacle Rock killed the Injuns with an old flintlock, Cumberland Gap, Cumberland Gap, way down yonder in the Cumberland Gap.
In 1812, the United States was again at war with England, this time over control of the seas and the Western territories. Many songs were written about that war, but the best was written 150 years later to the traditional fiddle tune, 8th of January.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans and we fought the bloody British at the town of New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't quite as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run in down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
The United States emerged from the war with a national anthem. Francis Scott Key wrote it as he watched the British bombardment of Baltimore on September 14, 1814, to the tune of a popular drinking song called To Anacreon in Heaven. Sea shanties flourished with the mercantile trade that grew after the peace between England, France, and America in 1815. Rollicking, bawdy, sometimes beautiful, their purpose was to pace and ease the strain of often brutal work.
General Taylor gained the day.
Walk him along, John, carry him along.
Oh, General Taylor gained the day.
Carry him to his burying ground.
Send me way of stormy.
Walk him along, John, carry him along.
Tell me way of stormy.
Carry him to his burying ground.
Oh, General Taylor died long ago.
Whaling voyages were among the longest, the most cruel, and the most profitable for ship owners.
It was in the year of 44, on March the 2nd day, that our gallant ship, her anchors weighed, and for Greenland sailed away, brave boys, and for Greenland sailed away. We struck the whale, and away he went, and he gave a plunder with his tail, and we lost our boat and five brave men, and we never got that whale, brave boys, and we never got that whale.
There were songs of the beautiful clipper ships that carried cargo and passengers from east coast to west.
Around Cape Horn we all must go away. Around the bays of Mexico.
And songs of the flatboats, steamers, and packets gliding along the inland waterways.
Oh, Shenandoah, I'm bound to see you. Away, you rolling river.
Most settlers were farmers, homesteaders on the public land of the Western Territories, and their lives, too, were told in song.
I am looking rather seedy now while holding down my claim, and my beetles are not always served the best. And the mice play shyly around me as I nestle down to rest in the little old sod shanty on my claim. Well, the hinges are of leather, and the windows have no glass, and the board roof lets the howling blizzard in. And I hear the hungry coyote as he slinks up through the grass, round the little old sod shanty on my claim.
The journey west was beset with hardships, and the most feared was an Indian attack.
I'll sing you a song and it'll be a sad one, of the trials and troubles and how they begun. We left our dear kindred, our friends and our homes, and crossed the wide districts and mountains to roam. We heard the Sioux Indians all out on the plain, out killing poor drivers and burning their trains. Out killing poor drivers with arrows and bows, when captured by Indians, no mercy they'd show.
The Indians, valiantly striving to save their land from the inexorable advance of farmers, railroaders, and gold-hungry prospectors, also sang of the struggle. The discovery of gold in California in 1849 sealed the Indians' fate, and it brought streams of hopeful miners in an often illusory search for wealth.
I'm old Tom Moore from the Bummer Shore in the good old golden days. They call me a bummer and a gin sot too, but what care I for praise? I wander round from town to town just like a roving sign, and the people all say, there goes Tom Moore from the days of 49. In the days of old, in the days of gold, how often I repine for the days of old when we dug up gold in the days of 49.
The annexation of Texas in 1845 added many songs to the American legend.
I made up my mind in early life to leave my girl who was so gay to dwell in Texas no longer for a while but to travel west for a many a mile. It was in the year of 83 when J.H. Vincent hired me. He says, young man, I want you to go and follow my herd into Mexico.
Early in the 19th century, the United States began to absorb waves of immigration from various parts of the world. The Irish and Germans, who came in greatest numbers, felt the sting of discrimination and were often excluded from work in the increasingly industrialized Northeast.
I'm a decent boy, just landed from the town of Ballybad, and I want a situation, yes, and I want it very bad. I've seen employment advertised, it's just the thing, says I, but the dirty spalpeen ended with no Irish need apply.
As the Western territories were settled, they became a battleground between Southern planters who wanted to extend slavery westward and their Northern opponents. John Brown led 4 years of anti-slavery guerrilla warfare and was finally hanged.
John Brown's body lies a-moldering in the grave. John Brown's body lies a-moldering in the grave. John Brown's body lies a-moldering in the grave, but his soul.
A slave song tells of the time when families were torn apart and human beings were sold like bales of cotton.
Oh, my mother done gone old, tain't but me one, and then my members done gone old, tain't but me one, and then my father done gone old, tain't but me one.
In 1861, Julia Ward Howe, abolitionist and feminist, wrote a poem to the tune of John Brown's Body. In the Civil War, it became the marching song of Union troops.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He's loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
But the folk version sung by frontline soldiers had a different theme.
Old Abe, he's in the White House, he's a taking of us new. Old Grant, he's a busting his gut with the booze. We're out of wading snow and we ain't got no shoes. We'll keep a marching on.
The Confederate marching song was written by Dan Emmett, a Northern composer.
I wish I was in the land of cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
With this song, blacks throughout the South celebrated emancipation